Big events. We saw the giving of the Ten Commandments last time, Mount Sinai, all the things that showed God's glory, darkness and thunder and lightning and the voice that spoke the Ten Commandments that Moses then had on his tablets of stone and that made the slave people, the people that had been in Egypt, but then been brought out of Egypt as a kind of picture of what this is to be saved from our sin, we're now a nation with laws. And they had accepted those laws and said, we will obey God. We will follow him. But it didn't last long. And the big event really is a sort of stretched out event, which was their failure. Their failure to honor God. And that began from get-go, because when Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, the people of God were committing idolatry. Aaron made a calf. Well, Aaron had made the calf, actually, although he tried to distance himself from it, but just sort of appeared, as it were, he said. Well, no, he made it. And the people of God were just behaving outrageously, badly. Idolatry and all that went with it. And Moses actually broke the tablets of stone. He was so offended by what he saw that already the people were playing the harlot. They were leaving God and were already showing that their hearts were somewhere else. And that wasn't a one-off, because that became an established feature of life. And so right away we see there is the law of God. And even with a people who had seen the thunder, heard God's voice, trembled at it, they were still destined to fail. And so we have a lot of Bible that takes us through the years of wandering, a lot of Bible, and how when they had the opportunity to enter the promised land, that's where they're going, isn't it? This is a big, big event too, going to the promised land, the land that God had told Abraham about, told Abraham, you won't be living in it, not permanently. You're going to live in tents. You're a pilgrim. But one day, your descendants will live there. That's what's ahead of them. That's what they've come out of Egypt for. They've got their laws at Sinai. And now they've got the tabernacle, the big tent that they're to make right by this plan where they can worship God and where their blood sacrifices, we mentioned those, didn't we, that were atoning for sin. So you walked in fellowship with God. What could go wrong? Well, human sin. That's what went wrong. And there was that rebellion right at the beginning. And it continued. And when they had the opportunity to enter the promised land, they sent spies in there to look it out. And two gave a good report, Joshua and Caleb. No, certainly, God will be with us. He's promised this. And though there'll be giants there, God is with us. The other ten said, no, there are giants there. This won't work. It'll be a failure. And the people believed that God wouldn't bring them in to the land that he promised them. And God was very displeased with them. That, again, rebellion. They didn't believe God's word. Didn't believe God was serious. Didn't think that he could fulfill his promise. And they thought we're better off back in Egypt. Better off as slaves. We should have some food there. We can't see any food here. There was actually manna, quail from heaven, provision, water coming out of a rock. A bit miraculous, all of that, but somehow this didn't work with them. And they were always going off to idolatry, sexual immorality, moaning and complaining against God and against Moses. And, oh, God would judge them. They might learn a bit, but didn't learn enough. God said that generation is going to die in the desert. That generation, it'll be their children who come into the promised land. And Joshua and Caleb, they'll be preserved, but the rest are going to die. But that age should have known better, should have understood. And so you've got the desert wanderings before they enter the promised land, because God is true to his promise. And we're going to come up to Joshua, aren't we? Our next big event, going into the promised land. But at this point, in the Bible, in the New Testament, looks back at this failure. And it becomes like a summing up of failure, moral, spiritual failure, rebellion against God's word, unbelief, saying, no, God can't do this. I don't even think it exists, sort of stuff. So even in the psalm we just read there, it's always looking back to Moses. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. Moses, give him the commandments, made his ways known to him. Tabernacle, what to do. His acts to the children of Israel. water coming from the rock. You can read all about that. And the manna that was provided, this special food, angels' food, men ate, and they were strengthened. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. And, well, it was all just so set fair for them. Had they believed God was able and he was faithful to his promise, and that he'd be with them to take them into the promised land. Big event. This disobedience and God's judgment on them. So a happier part, those of us who are going to be here next week. We're going to be missing some, aren't we, there? But anyway, those of us who are here next week, God willing, we'll just see the happier thing that happens when Joshua is able to take them into the promised land.